Test Zion Elul, Monday the 3rd of September, Rabbi Simcha Rosenbaum, Kiddush.
Today's shiur is going to be on Hilchas and Inyune Kiddush. Before we get into Prutim on Hilchas Kiddush, let's first see what's the Mekoyer, what exactly is the mitzvah and the chiv of Kiddush, what is this Kiddush that b'chol tfitzis Yisrael, when it comes Friday night, people take a kois yayin and they make kiddush. Is it a deraisa? Is it a rabunon? What exactly is this mitzvah? Pusik says in Parshas Yisro in Aseres HaDibres, in the fourth dibber, Zuchoy Resioim HaShabbos LeKapshoy. One has to remember the day of Shabbos LeKapshoy. Says Rasha, what does it mean? Tani Laiv Lizkoy Retumid Resioim HaShabbos. One has to remember Shabbos all the time. She'im Nizdam Nelechul Chayfet Ziyufa. Somebody comes across a nice chayfetz, a nice item, tehei mazminoi l'shabbos. Pashas, the chayfetz here means a machel, it's not a rashi, it's a beitzem a chazal, the gemurah is in baya. The gemurah says, omri ulov al shamay hazuken, that whenever he found a behema nuah, he would put it away for Shabbos. He came the next day, he found a nicer behema, he would eat up the behema that he bought yesterday, and the rashi's mazba, kem techov, so the whole week he would eat l'kuvat Shabbos. Says the Gemara, aber Hillel midacheres hoyseloi. Hillel was burich Hashem yoim yoim. Hillel was soimach that when it came Thursday, Friday, Hashem would be mazmin him a nice behema yufa for Shabbos, and he would eat up every day what he bought that day. Yishtelt sich the kasha, everyone's going to ask, we all know, machloikes shamay v'hillel, halocha ke Hillel. So why does Rashi here on the Pusik Zuchah Siyom Shabbos bring down shita shamay? And Rashi says, "Shem nizdamen lechu chayfet ziyufa tahei mazmino ile Shabbos." The Chayda, we pasken like Hillel. So the Ramban asks his kasha on Rashi. The Ramban here often pusik brings down Rashi, brings down a kus of Rashi befei zucher tni leiv lizkot tumid. Frek the Ramban brings down the Gemara in Baya, aber Hillel azuk mit acheres hoyse boy shoy oy me kol masach yil shem shmayem freig der Ramban va lof ik devre bes Hillel. So why does Rashi bring down shit to shamay? El ma zuk der Ramban, what then is the pshat in zucher es yom hashabbos? The pshat is the Ramban here brings interesting mechilta. The lushna mechilta is Rav Yitzchak Oymer,
one shouldn't count the days of the week like the goyim count the days of the week. The goyim count as Sunday, Monday. We all know that these names, sun is Hashem the Chamed, the sun. Monday comes from the moon. As the Rambam brings down that the Oivda Avodazura, a lot of them taka held that there was a Boirei, there was a creator, Avishta created the world. But they held after Shavishas Mevereshas, the Avisha Kivayuch Akili went to live up Bishmei Shemayim, and he gave over the Koichas to the Mazulas, to the Chama, and to the Levuna. That's how they were over the Chama, they were over the Levuna. So they named the days. They held Sunday, they had a special Mazul with the sun, the Monday had to do with the moon. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yid shouldn't count the days of the week like the Goyim counted. Oy Hashemus HaMesharsim, Kanoitzrim, Hashemus HaChayrim, Shikri Elohim, Navi Yisruel, Moinim, Kol Hayumim, L'Shem Shabbos. The Yid counts every day. Every day goes by, it's the same Shabbos. Hayoyim yoyim, Rishon b'Shabbos. Hayoyim yoyim, Shaine b'Shabbos. Echad b'Shabbos, Shaine b'Shabbos. Kizi min ha-mitzvah, shenitztaveine boi lezochroi tumid b'chol yoyim. That is pshat in the Pusik. Zuchay res yoyim ha-Shabbos. Every single day of the week you should remember Shabbos. How do you remember the day of Shabbos? By counting the days of the week, l'shem Shabbos. That is the mitzvah of Zuchay res yoyim ha-Shabbos. And some poskim taka bring down that at the end of davening, before we say the yom, we say hayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabbos. One should say zucher is yoyim b'shabbos lekapshoy hayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabbos, because according to this Ramban, that is the mitzvah of zucher is yoyim b'shabbos. Is the val in pusik is not merim is anything about kiddush vikim doran kiddush. It comes along the next word in the pusik and says lekapshoy. So the gemura in psuchim, the gemura is in ave psuchim daf kivuv. What does it mean zucher lekapshoy? So the Gemara tun rabunon zuchas yom Shabbos lekatzoy zoychrei al hayayim. One has to remember Shabbos al hayayim. Ein elu beyoyim belaylo menayim. Which the Gemara maskuna changes around. Ein elu belaylo beyoyim menayim. Tamloim zuchas asiyoyim asai belaylo and asai beyoyim. Friday night and Shabbos by day, one has to make kiddush. Zuk toisves. What's the Shaykhs? Where did Chazal see Zuchar is going on Hayayin? What Zuchar means? You Zuchrei, we come to Aran Alayayin. So Toizvas, we find a couple of psikim in Nach at the Lushan Zechira was said Alayayin. Toizvas brings a pusik in Hoshaya. It's a Zichroi Kiyayin Levunoin, the pusik in Shirashirim, Nazkiru Deidechum Yoyin. So we see that the Lushan Zechira was said Alayayin. So Toizvas, Mistumam Chazal Gehata Kabula. Now when it says in the Torah, Zuchar is Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi, why don't you remember the Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi, Chazal HaRekabula also means Al-Hayayin. Zuk Toizvaz V'hai Zechire Haine Kiddush. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Toizvaz, the mitzvah of Kiddush is Min HaTorah. Azoy is Taka Ungenim and LaHalucha. All the Rishonim and Vada hold as mitzvah Kiddush is Min HaTorah. We learn out from Zuchar Lekatshoi. So as we know, Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle, we're Mesakan all our tefillahs, all our neschuas. Now, we're Mesakan the nisach of our brucha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. So when one takes a kois yain and he makes the brucha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah. Question is, how does Vayichile come into the picture? We all say, for Kiddush we started, we're saying Vayichile, we come down Vayichile. The Toysus is mazbo like this. The Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle, we're Mesakan our nisach HaTefillah. A Friday night, we daven Atu Kiddashtu. In the tefillah, we say Atu Kiddashtu, and the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle, we're Mesakan to say the psikim of Aichile, not als mitzvahs Kiddush, it's als the nisach HaTefillah, it's part of like every Shabbos of Yom Tov, we say Me'en HaMa'oyre, Shabbos, we mention Shabbos, Yom Tov, we mention Shabbos, even a Shchoydash, it falls out in the week, we say Yalav, we mention the Ma'oyre in the tefillah. Chazal tell us, Kol hu oimer vayichile nase shittef makudish baruchi b'maase v'reishis. It's a gewaltige segile, the amiris of psikim vayichile have, you become a shittef makudish baruchi b'maase v'reishis. Now for some reason, Toys is not mas, but why? But for some reason, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle were not mesakan, and when it comes yom tov, shechol b'shabbos, they weren't mesakan to say vayichile in tefillah. You say atav v'chatune, yalev, we don't say vayichile in tefillah. So it says Toys was, cause Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle weren't mesakan to say vayichile in tefillah, yom tov, shechol b'shabbos. So the Mesakan to say Vayichile after the Avnei Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos. And today we shouldn't be Mechalek. As one Shabbos, most Shabbos of the year, we're not going to say Vayichile after the Avnei. Only on the Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos we say Vayichile after the Avnei. So the Rebbe Mesakan that every single week we should say Vayichile again after the Avnei. Uti Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos, so we don't say it in the middle of the Avnei, we say it after the Avnei. So the Rebbe Mesakan that every single Shabbos of the year we should say Vayichile after the Avnei. But one comes home, and he's b'nei bayis, the wife and children haven't davened, they haven't said vayichili, so they don't have this segila of kaloyim vayichili nasa shittef makosh baruch hu ma'aseh v'reishis. So says Toisvus, that's where it comes from, that when we come home before Kiddush, we say vayichili, to be moitzi the b'nei bayis with this inyan of kaloyim vayichili nasa shittef makosh baruch hu ma'aseh v'reishis. Don't think that the mitzvah to make Kiddush al hayayin, the fact that you have to say it al kois yayin, is adoraisa. About the nish, the mitzvah min atoyda is to be zoyche Shabbos, to bring out, to talk out, b'inyan Kiddush Shabbos bepeh. The fact that you have to say it al kois yayin is only adarabunan. And that's taka the ikah alucha, Rav Rishonim hold that the fact that you have to make Kiddush al hayayin, the yayin part of it is only adarabunan. Agam the A, some Rishonim that hold the Kiddush al yayin is adaraisa, it's machloik the Rishonim ha'ilim shat and the Gemur in Nuzir, but Rav Rishonim, that's taka the ikah alucha, as Kiddush al hayayin is avada adarabunan. The etzim Kiddush, the mitzvah min atoyer is to speak out, to bring out b'dibur, shvach and Kiddush Shabbos, but that you have to say it al hayayin, that's only adarabunan. Now, this has been a Gaya Nushim in Kiddush. So we know there's a chiyuv of every bar mitzvah bucha as a mitzvah min ha-toyra to make Kiddush. When it comes to women, do they also have a chiyuv Kiddush? Maybe it's only the Rabbuna, maybe it's Bechral Nor a chiyuv, maybe it's like Shoyfe, they'll just mechayiv on themselves. So we all know there's a klal, kol mitzvahs esa shazman geruma, any mitzvahs esa that zman is goyrem the chiyuv mitzvah to come. Nushim apetira is the consig in Kiddush, and the Gemara learns out that mitzvahs esa shazman geruma, nushim apetira. So even if you would say, nushim, it's a mitzvah that the Shabbos, the yoyim ha-Shabbos is goyrem the mitzvah shakam, so lechoyre, nushim should be put from this mitzvah. But Chazal tell us no. Chazal say, zuchoy v'shumoy b'dibir echot nemri, zuchoy is koil in it, all the mitzvahs, asay of Shabbos, the kuvad, the oinag, the seed of Shabbos, all nichlan in the zuchor, shumor, his shumor pen v'al eina ele loisas, shumor is koilin it, all the loisas of Shabbos, the lametas meluchas, And just like we know that just like Nushem Amchiv in the Shumoy Chaylik of Shabbos, you see Adin, the Chayiv in the Zuchay Chaylik of Shabbos, Kim Tachos, Nushem have exactly the same Chiv like men, a mitzvah min HaToyre, every Shabbos Friday night when it comes to bring out Shvach and Kedisha Shabbos and Al Kos Yayin, and again, is a Derabuna. Kimtzigayin the Mugen Avruam in Hilchas Kiddush, and Sim Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mugen Avruam is Mechadash a Gewaldige Kiddush. So the Mugen Avruam, according to this Toysvus, according to these Rishoyin, Vestakad Ikka Aluche, as Mitzvus Kiddush is only Bediber. Once someone brings out Bediber, and he spoke about Kiddush Shabbos, he was Yotzeh the Mitzvus Asa Min HaToyre of Kiddush. The fact that he wants to say Aliyah Ayin is on Eder Abunon, we all know the Klal is, one who is chayv in a mitzvah min ha-toyre could be moitzi somebody else who is chayv in a mitzvah min ha-toyre. Somebody only has a chiyev midrabunon. Can't be moitzi someone who has a chiyev min ha-toyre. Can't be moitzi someone else who has a stronger and a bigger chiyev than the person himself. So says the Mugen Avruam, when one davens in shul Friday night and in tefillah he says vaychili atokidashtu v'shomri. So he spoke about kiddush Shabbos. He was yoytze mitzvah kiddush. Hey, the noyde behidoi bazoi. Somebody comes home from shul for night, and his wife or the bnei bayis, even he has children at home, girls bas mitzvah age, they haven't davened yet. Skim the chos, the baal, the father is only a derabunon because he was really yotzeh his mitzvah min atoyra, but tefillah. So how could he be moitzi the bnei bayis which only have a chiyev derabunon? Lechoyra a derabunon cannot be moitzi. Otherwise, lechoyra derabunon, the father, the husband, don't need derabunon cannot be moitzi the bnei bayis which are still doiraisa. I look to know the behida. You're gonna tell me there's a klal afal pisha yutzu moitzi. We all know that the Eden bahar grizer and har aibu makabel arves, and the Eden makabel that if someone doesn't know how to make a bruch, someone doesn't know how to make a mitzvah. Every yid is udav ba'at chaveri, has to make sure that every other yid is able to fulfill and be makayim every single mitzvah. So the lucha is, for instance, if there's a lady living on her own, and comes side of a nach, she doesn't know how to make the bruch al achilas matzah. And we know matzah is also one of those mitzvahs like kiddush. So even though it's a mitzvah as shasman gerumah, Chazal tell us the same derusha. Kol sheyeshna bebal toicho chumas, yeshna bekim achol matzah. Nushim have exactly the same chiv as men to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. He doesn't know how to make the bruch al achilas matzah. Now, the bruch is not ma'akev, but the katchilas is supposed to make a bruch al achilas matzah. So even though I in the mushla have already eaten the whole side, I was yotzer a mitzvah matzah. I can go over to her house and make her the bruch of b'shemem malchus al achilas matzah. B'moitzi her. Afa vishay yutzu moitzi. Even though I was yotzer the mitzvah, I have zero Chiyev anymore, I can still be moitzi somebody else. So I'm going to tell me the same thing over here. Even though it's already yoitzim, the rice, the chaylik, I can still be moitzi the nushim, which still have a chiyev. So bring the noyde b'hida, Rosh, to the Rosh over there in the Sigin Psuchim, or actually the Rosh is in Bruchas. With the noyde b'hida, the Rosh says that nushim are not bechlal arves. Only men were mekabel themselves by hagriz maraival is inin of avos nusha bechalal nish bechalal arves. So ibezoi he lost out this whole inin of afavish yuzu moitzi banushim. So freidu noy debide how could you be moitz? Because the Rebbe here often out is choyle kam noy debide learns different shat in the Rosh. Rebbe Aige says avada the Rosh never meant to say nushim are not bechalal arves. The Rosh just meant to say that mitzvahs that nushim are not mechiyevin, which is the average mitzvah of mangaruma, there's no arves. But avada mitzvah that nushim are chayvin, have the same mechiyev as man. Avada yeshna mechalal arves. Avizoi a lady that has a chiyev, even though the man is a rabbun, he comes home because still be moitzi ben bayis. Lot of kivayga, absolutely, there's no problem. Can be moitzi ben bayis with the chiyev of kiddush. On this, that the Mugen Avraham says, the one is yoytze his mitzvah doiraisa betfila. A lot of achroinim blab tzurich ian on this Mugen Avraham. The Bialucha here in Eishah and Allah brings down most of the kashas and cheskinach to the Shabbos. The kam achroinim blab tzurich ian on the Mugen Avraham. They have a lot of kashas. First of all, the Sam showing them the whole sin seder. Then kiddush has to be said b'mukam seder. One has to eat the seder right after kiddush. We'll see where there's haluchas. The shit as a whole, the kiddush seder is other raisas. According to them, is zikha when yotze. The Zerosh that holds a kiddush aliyayin is the raisas. According to him, also is zikha when yotze. It's not niyach. You're going to tell me the ikra aluchah is the kiddush seder, and the kiddush aliyayin is one of the rabbunah.
Aber Freide bira Luche, so du a Gemurim Psuchem, de Gemurim lön seh a Zuchres am Shabbos Lekatschoi, le man Tizker des im Zeitraum mit Mitzrayim kolim Achiyechu, de Gemurim Mexik seh Reshuva, Zuche, Zuche, wann hast du beim Maske die Zies Mitzrayim beschaß Kiddisch, Freide bira Luche in a Nisach a Tfille, we don't mention anything about Zies Mitzrayim in Tfille. Hagam, there is Epes HaNisach, I think, instead of Amram, somewhere I found Epes HaNisach, ala maas in a Nisachus, in the Mugan Avrom's Nisach, there was no such Nisach of being Maske Zies Mitzrayim, but Tfille. Freide bira Luche, how are you Yotze, what's the Mugan Avrom saying? Yotze Mitzis Kiddish, but Tfille, you weren't Zoicher, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Unless you want to tell me that the Bira Lucha that it's an Asmachta Ba'alm. It's a Toich, Pashas in the Gemur, it's a Drusha Gemur, Ikra Lucha, you have to be Masker, Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's one Kasha the Bira Lucha asked. Another Kasha Bira Lucha asked is, we all know that the Klal is Mitzvah Srichas Kavuna. And the Lucha is, when Mitzvah Doi Reise, if one didn't have Kavuna to be Yotze the Mitzvah, Philip the Eivet is not Yotze, and he has to redo the Mitzvah. So Kiddush Adai Reise, when somebody davens, who thinks about Kiddush? What's Kiddush? When Kiddush? Kiddush is when you come home, you have your seed, you make Kiddush. Now, but Tfilah, you think about Kiddush? Who ever thought about Kiddush but Tfilah? We daven. The fact that we say by Tfilah, and we say Vishomri, and we say Atu Kiddashtu, it's an Nisach HaTfilah, nothing to do with Kiddush, Veitu Be'alucha. How are you going to miss Kiddush if no one had Kavuna? So, Mikoich, all these kashas, the Achroin and Blab, Ashtikul Atzur, Echin of the Mugan Avrom, but but we say, as we said, even according to Mugan Avrom, the Ay Yotze, the Mitzvah Kiddush, the Reis, the Tfilah, Avada, there is no problem of coming home and being Moitzi, the Bnei Ba'is. Because why? Because you still have Machlokes, and you can still be Moitzi. Ad Kedai Kach, this interesting Hanhugan, Chsam Soifer, on the Gilin and Shechan Urach, we all know when it comes Sikkas, we hold the Dalad Minim, we hold the Esig with the Pitim upright. So you already go to the mitzvah of lekachtam. How can you make a brucha afterwards? The mitzvah has to be said, oy velase yusan. So the minik oilam is, we turn the asik upside down before the brucha, we make the brucha, and then we go to the mitzvah. B'shem the guan is brought down a different eitzah, you hold it the regular way, and you have a hepech kavuna. If someone does a mitzvah, and he has a hepech kavuna, he has a mind, shame yichad, I'm not yoytzu the mitzvah, I'm doing it, but I don't want to be yoytzu the mitzvah. He's not yoytzu the mitzvah. Philip gunisht. So you have a hapach kavuna, but then after the brucha, then you have a kavuna to be used to the mitzvah. Zuktach sam soife. Because Chazal is sakan to make Kiddush al hayayin, so what's the point of davening? The chali deraisa shuvas tishon yoytzigven. Then when you come home, you're only doing mitzvah derabunam. It's a halva mitzvah. B'shas you daven, you should have a hapach kavuna. And you should have in mind, ich will nicht yoytzaza mitzvah Kiddush. Now I'm doing it just nesach atfila. When I come home, I start from scratch. I'm being yoytze the whole mitzvah, ketikin chazal ala kos. You have one big mitzvah b'shleimus. There's something some soifer that one should daven, when daven should have a hepech kavuna, does not want to be yoytze mitzvah kiddush. So when he comes home, he's a yoytze the whole mitzvah b'shleimus. Agav, and next some soifer is a chiddush. He holds, it's not brought down, I don't think in any other achronim he holds, he has a limit, he found a drash and chazal that on Yom Kippur, just like there's a mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos, the mitzvah is Kiddush Yom Kippur, even if it's Chal B'chol, even if it falls in the middle of the week, like this year, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Now we all know Yom Kippur, you come home, there's no Kiddush. So Zutuch Sam Soifim, the Shittus Soy that held all year round, one should have a Hepech Kavuna, Fakez, when it comes Yom Kippur, loy mi boy, when Yom Kippur is Chal B'Shabbos, for the killer only you have a mitzvah of Kiddush, the B'Shas, davening when you say, with Hadash Hashem, Kaddash HaShabbos, Yisroel Yom Kippurim, okay, one has to have in mind to be Yotzim Mitzvah Kiddush. And Gerard Chal Soifim holds, a Filim Kippur is Chal B'chol, there's also a mitzvah of Kiddush. According to him, one should always Yom Kippur have in mind B'Shas Tfilah, when it's being signed, the Brucha, the Kaddash Yisroel Yom Kippurim, should have in mind to be Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush. Let's see a bit the halachos of Kiddush. In Kiddush, there's a lot of halachos. We'll hop on a few nekidus. We'll see how much time we have. Koyim kol, there is a halacha that the kois of Kiddush has all the dinim of a kaila of netilas daim. The kois can't be nifgam; has to be a whole round kois. How much yayin does the kois have to be machzik? The kois has to be machzik in revias. Pinklech hamish revias is the whole shiur for itself. However, there's a bekannte machloikas achroinim in skatni abaitzim. If it's loin in skatni abaitzim, the sigi guys over here in north and we are mishnah birna ishan gimel. So mishnah birna's maskuna is when it comes to the middle day reise, mitzvah day reise, it's rui, it's kedai to be machme on the mochum of the geshitte. But when it comes to mitzvah chiyiv de rabunon, it's kedai. It's okay to be soymech on the more kelly de geshitta. So says the Mishnah Brira. Since
Kiddush al Hayayin. Some Rishonim hold al Hayayin is also the Raisa. Gam Ikka Luchas Vodavuna. Because some Rishonim hold the Kiddush al Hayayin is the Raisa, it's Kedai that when the Koyis is Machzik Erevi, you should have the Mochum in the Geshita. But we'll soon see that there's a Chiv of to drink a Meloy Ligme, how much you have to drink of Kiddush. Yena Luchas only the Rabunas. So, like Abba Yena Chiv, you could be Soymuch on the Mokhil in the Geshir. So you take a Koyis, the Koyis is Machzik Erevi. How much you have to drink from the Koyis? People have a mistake and they think you have to drink a whole koyis, a roif koyis, they get mixed up with the dal koyis. And dal koyis, the shit as a whole, it's a din in the koyis. Even if the koyis is machzik 10 revias and shit as a whole, you have to drink the whole koyis, like a bunim rav koyis. Kiddush has nothing to do with that. Kiddush is a meloy ligum, one cheekful, which is a ba'udam baini a roif revias. So, if legaba drinking is only the rabuna, you're saying, I'm kill the geshir, if you drink between 2 and 3 ounces, the hoyda, as the yotze given, even when we machme 3 ounces is for sure yotze. Even the chum and the geshita yotze. Now who has to drink the meloy ligma? The mechaben shechanurik brings down 2 shittas. The first shita is, and that's the lekatchila the geshita, that the mekadosh himself has to drink the whole meloy ligma. Second shita is, you can mitzada between the mesivim if you can't drink wine or if it's yain sura, whatever it is, and you give it out between the mishpucha. Between the mishpucha, everyone drank meloy ligma. The Bidi Eved, Yoyotza, Bavadar Katchila, the Mekadosh himself, should drink the Meloy Ligma. Now, there is a halucha that a lot of people are not aware of. Bavadar, it's not Ma'akev, but the Mugen Avraham brings it down in the halucha. It comes from a Toysvus and the Siga of Kiddush and Arve Psuchim. The whole Gemurah there, the Gemurah says, Shema Amino, Tamanya, the Gemurah learns that 8 haluchas from one Gewissim Breise, and Toysvus is Mochach. From that Breise, we see, a lot of people make Kiddush. When they finish making Kiddush, for whatever reason, they don't want the Bnei Bayis, let's say they have guests, or whatever, they don't want them to drink from the same kois as he. So what do? As soon as they finish Kiddush, they pour off the yain into small cups, and they give it out, and then the Mekadosh drinks. So let's not get into if that's a hafsek or not a hafsek. Let's say it's not a hafsek, it's the tzoyer of the shtiyah of the mesib, and the osi yotze with the Kiddush. But the Mugavram brings out from Toysvus that the meloy ligma that the Mekadosh drinks, even though you only have to drink a roiv revias, but that meloy ligma has to be drunken out of a kois that's still machzik revias. It's only like atchile, avadab di eva di yoitza mitzvah kiddush, but if you're really doing it, it's kedah, it's a bishleimus, and the meloy ligma that you drink should be drunken out of a kois that's still machzik, it should still be a revias yain left in the kois. If you have a small kois, only machzik, but simsim revias, once you pour out, you really lost that on this halucha. The yain that you make kiddush on, v'shtaitzach kam bepugim, how does yain become pugim? Somebody drinks directly out of the yain, it becomes pugim. The way to fix it up is if you add some more yain, or even mayim, some say if you add more mayim, any other mashke, you misaken it and it's shanish pugim. Shtife v'aducha that the kois needs, in ikar halucha is only if the kois is dirty. And it's very, Shabbos by day, it's very mutzi that Friday night it wasn't washed out properly, and people don't realize they take the kois and there's, still see a little dirt of yayin, the shirayim from last night, ikar alucha, that is when kois needs shtife v'aducha. But apisoid, there is an inyan, because shtife v'aducha is one of the 10 things that a kois needs, brought down apisoid, even if it's clean, there is still inyan of shtife v'aducha. Rather, ikar alucha is if it's clean, there's no inyan of shtife v'aducha, only if there's lachliches. Now there's a halucha of kiddush b'mukam sida. People think kiddush b'mukam sida means if I made kiddush over here, right here in this daladamas, I have to eat. That's not. The halucha is azoi. If someone makes kiddush in a room, doesn't matter how big, it could be a huge room. If it's in the same room, you can make kiddush in this corner, it can go and eat the sida in the other corner. If he wants to eat a sida in a different room in the house, so if it's within the same house, and he had das, b'shas he made kiddush, side the Mekadosh for Shteitzach, inside the people who are being Yoytzer, the Kiddush, all have to have das to go eat the seed in a different room within the same house, that's also fine. But to go and eat in a different house completely, das is not going to help, and Kiddush has to be eaten in the same room, or if you had the das in a different room within the same house. But from bias to bias, it's a hofnish kan das. What exactly has to be eaten to fulfill the chiv of Kiddush Mukam Seder? So again, there's Kamashittas in the Paskim. The moschum of the geshita is that one has to eat pas. Kiddush mukam sida, ein sida beloy pas. One has to wash right after kiddush. You have to sit down to wash pas. And we all know, avad ha-minig oilom is nishta zoi, because Shabbos badei. Kanoig, b'chol tzvitzis is rul, people say, makes a kiddush, a ofri, a kri Hashem, for a dori, give a kiddush. Avad the ikir aluche is, a yoytze kiddush mukam sida with mzoinas. You have to eat a kezayis dugan. Now, for instance, when it comes shviyas in the morning, and you have a cheesecake. The old cheesecake, full of cheese. And gerad on the bottom, on top, there's a small little layer of dugan of mezoinas. If that small little layer is not a kazayas dugan, you're not yoytzer kiddush mukum. You have to make sure to eat a kazayas dugan. It has to be kazayas dugan to be yoytzer kiddush mukum seder. The what? So you do dias as the cheese is mitzaref. No, but here if there's only cheese, a little bit of mezoinas inside the cheese is a mix of flour. If it's mitzaref, but if the cheesecake has just a thin layer of dough at the bottom, it's not at the kazayas, and it's not kiddush mukum seder.
Yes.
If you don't eat at the kiddush, you're not yotza filib di eved. You cannot eat. Someone walks into a kiddush in shul, and he hears kiddush. He had in mind to be yotza kiddush. He didn't sit down to eat anything. He had zero. He had nothing. A filib di eved is not yotza kiddush. He's not like hamsoim. He's not like he has to make kiddush. Kiddush has to be mukam sida. Saad and mekadosh. So all the people who are listening want to be yotza kiddush have to eat right away a sida. Yes. If they have a shot, you have to make a mezbruchem a zoinos. I mean, you have to eat something because you have to make a mezoinos. If you eat fish, you take a drink, you're not allowed. You have to. So first thing one should do is after Kiddush, if you're thinking about Kiddush, you have to take a mezoinos. If it's fish or a drink, during the Kiddush, you first take the mezoinos, you have Kiddush, and then you can eat whatever you want. Does? Yes. Oh. Shabbos Badei, we all know the minig is that the oilam is Michael. A lot of people have the minig to take a small schnapps glazele and they make kiddush on that. So what's going on here? The lucha is you have to have a kois. The kois has a machzik and revias. You have to drink from a loy ligma. So now niach a plastic cup is a kois. A big machlokes in the paskim. Some paskim say, but eat some plastic cup is a kois. What's wrong with it? Novos. It's cheap. We have so much of it there. We throw it out. But has it then, fine, so has it then kois. But the lucha is the kois has to be machzik and revias. You have to drink from a loy ligma. Even if you go with the most killer the geshir, small schnapps glazele doesn't have a shir revias. And the halucha's kiddush by day, the same halucha of kiddush by night. So for those people who don't have such a minig, avada, it's not kedai to be soymach on a small schnapp. People who have the minig, me base avoysom, verabosom, to make kiddush on a small schnapps, there is a makarin halucha, there's a machlokas in Hilchas Brichas Hapeiris, machlokas mugnavrom and taz. We all know that to make a boy in a fush, you have to drink a revius. Revius, you drink water, you drink whatever it is, drink a revius, echaim, ruch achroin. How about if someone drinks less than a revius? There's no chiv, ruch achroin. It says the taz, that's only about regular mashkuas, where the derech shtia is to drink a whole revius. But when you take a schnapp, you don't drink a revius. You take says the taz, since that's the derech shtia, echaim, ruch achroin, even on less than a revius. Rav achroinim, the mugnavruim, the chai udom, chsam seifer, rav achroinim, achoilik on this taz. But says the bajana roof, in das toire, brings down, he wants to make a tzishtel to kiddush, just like the Taz held, like al bruch achroine, that it's enough, because it's the derech shtia zoi, you can make a boy nefusha, zuk tevila zugans, he adin, like al kiddush, since that's the derech, aber rab achroinem achoylik on it, so if other someone doesn't have such a minig in the mishpucha to be yoitza, and to make kiddush on such a small koyas, if other is kedai, to make a hedig on a koyas, a revius, and drink a maloy ligma. In Kiddush, we say Tchilu lemikru haKodesh Zeicher Litzias Mitzrayim. The Torah in Simur Eish Anala fragt B'Shem Adar Rishoyna, wie kommt da an Zeicher Litzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush Shabbos? Shabbos is Zeicher Litzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is Zeicher Lemasa V'Reishe. Zeicher Litzias Mitzrayim. Why is Zeicher Litzias Mitzrayim? And B'Chalav, what's the Pesach of the words Tchilu lemikru haKodesh? So the Torah brings down two mahalchem. First it says Tchilu lemikru haKodesh is Tash, and Pashas Pinchas, when the Torah speaks out all the karbunas of the Mayadim. So first the Torah starts off with the carbon misaf of Shabbos, Shnei Chavusim, and then the Torah goes on to all the misfei Mo'adim. So Tchilu lemikru haKodesh. Shabbos is Tchilu lemikru haKodesh. Yom Tov is called Mikru Kodesh. So Shabbos in Parshas Pinchas is Tchilu lemikru haKodesh, which the Yomim Toivim azaychel itzias Mitzrayim. That's one pshat the Torah brings out. Then it brings the Ramban. The Ramban is Ba'ariches and Parshas Veschanon. The Ramban is a ganze shliko Torah there. How Shabbos is also Zeichel Etzias Mitzrayim. So according to the Ramban, the Pshat in Kiddush is Tchilu Mikru HaKodesh. Shabbos alone is Zeichel Etzias Mitzrayim. I just want to be Messiah with a vort I once heard. I heard it from Reb Chaim Kaufman Zechon Avrucha. I'm not sure if he said it on his own or he said it B'Shem somebody else. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. In Birchas Me'en Shulash Ala Mechyu that we say, you know, Me'en Shulash is a Me'en of Birchas HaMuzon, which is Shulash Bruchas, so we say Me'en Shulash. In Me'en Shulash we say, V'rechuchu Ulehu B'gdishu V'tuharu. If you look in the whole benching, it's not mentioned at all in V'rechuchu Ulehu B'gdishu V'tuharu. Those words are not mentioned. So how could in the Me'en you add in more words than what it says in the Ikka Birchas HaMuzon? In Birchas Me'en Sheva that we say Friday night after davening is also Me'en Sheva. It's a Me'en of the Sheva Bruchas that we say in Shmoyen Esra. In Birchas Me'en Sheva is also brought down some words that we don't say in Shmoyen Esra. V'yirevufachad is not brought down in Shmoyen Esra. So you see, Ivatin, the Me'en is bigger than the Iker Habruchim. So he said, Shabbos is Me'en Oilam Haba. Yid can seek him in Shabbos more than what he has in Oilam Haba.